Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Burritos come with beans and rice. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Wobbly Gobbly for that catchphrase submission. Always a pleasure to hear from Wobbly Gobbly. I don't believe it's going to stick, though. I can't see myself saying that every single episode. So I'm back on the hunt for another catchphrase. So thanks, Wobbly Gobbly, but no thanks. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a musician. We also have an actress, hopefully not an actress who's working with the AMPTP because we can't talk about any of their struck work. But we can talk to musicians. We're allowed to talk to musicians. That's wonderful. But before we get to them, by the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. This is the last episode of September. This is the last of our back to school episodes. So if every guest that we have on could sort of tailor what they're talking about to back to school, I would appreciate it. Let's get to our first guest. We're going to welcome her to the coveted Two Timers Club. She was last on in 2016, approximately 400 episodes ago. And 7 years ago, and she is a stand-up comedian of much acclaim, and of course an actress. We can't talk about any of that, nor would we. No, I guess we would if the strike wasn't going on, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
we would probably bring up some of your stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but not now.
No, we would never.
Never bring up anything you've ever worked on now.
I wouldn't even dare.
No, of course, you're a coward.
I'm a coward. I thought when you were going to say a comedian of, I thought you were going to say ill repute.
That would be interesting. I would love to be considered a comedian of ill repute.
I know, because then I was going to ask you to expand on what that means.
Yeah, I guess a woman of ill repute, that would have been like a madam back in the day.
Oh, well, madam's like a small business owner, right?
Well, that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Sex work is work.
Yes. Yes.
That's how I feel, Aparna.
Maybe you don't,
but that's how I feel.
No, I said the small business owner.
Wait, you got to start it on this. I said her name. She is now an author. That's what we're here to talk about. Look, during a strike, we're here to talk to authors. We had an author last week. We had Gary Goldman on.
Oh, no. I mean, it's really author season. No way related to the strike.
I mean, a lot of books are coming out because they make good Christmas gifts, right?
Yeah, and they look great on a coffee table.
They do?
Yeah.
Why don't they call them book tables?
Mm.
You know, yes, coffee is occasionally on there, maybe for half an hour a day. Books are always on there. Like, you're not out there like going to your coffee table going like, oh, let me put the book on for 45 minutes and then taking
it
off. No, they're always there.
You're right.
This doesn't make any sense. Anyway, she's an author now. Her book is called Unreliable Narrator, Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome. Please welcome back to the show, the coveted Two Timers Club, Aparna Nancharla. Hello.
Hi, 400 episodes later.
Yeah, well, it took 400 to get you on. You're on 433 or so.
Oh, yes.
And now this is like 830 or so. So every 400, you're going to do it.
Yeah. Like a cicada.
Yeah, exactly. You're the cicada of comedy. I've always said that about you.
Yeah.
What have you been up to in 400 episodes?
Oh, you you know, little things.
Did it take you 400 episodes to write this book?
Yeah, let's say I did.
You started the day after that previous episode, right?
Yeah, because the book is about my self-doubt. So the last time I did the show, it really sent me reeling into a crisis of identity and self. And so here I am back.
Yes.
With what I've learned.
The book, you mentioned it in the subtitle. Is this considered the subtitle, The Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome?
I think so. It's the part that is after the title, but before the author. I think that's the subtitle.
It's the part that like explains what the book is about. Because if it just was unreliable narrator, Aparna Nancherla, it would be like, what the fuck?
They'd be like, God, I don't want this unreliable.
Yeah.
Give me some answers.
I prefer to read books where the narrator is like telling me what actually happened. You know, none of this Lolita Humbert Humbert bullshit for me.
I never read it.
I never read
Nabokov.
I first read Laughter in the Dark, which is a classic as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
It's my favorite. But then Lolita is so good, but you feel weird suggesting it to anyone as a man.
Okay.
Who's older than 17. Because it's like you have to go like, oh no, it's actually satirical and really good. It's not just about a dude trying to bone down, if there's no other way to say it.
One of the pivotal selections in bone down literature.
So I feel like I can't recommend it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But check it out.
But I
it's really good.
Should I do the audiobook?
I wonder who does the audiobook.
Probably I want to say like Dr. Oz.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be great at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny because he's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But then he's like less than that. He's like, no, I'm just a doctor.
Well, he's a Wizard of Oz, but he went to med school.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's up to these days. So just doing narration for books now exclusively?
Isn't he a politician? I kind of assume everyone
That's why
I
meant after his Senate run dissipated and did not come to fruition. I wonder what he's up to. He's just sitting, rattling around the house in
audiobooks.
His bathrobe. Audiobooks. Did you do the audiobook for this?
I did.
I love this.
It was hard. Have you? You've done an audiobook before.
No, we decided not to do the audiobook for our book because that's just the podcast.
I didn't know that was an option. It was
not, and they were upset. I did not know that when you sell a book, you also sell the audio book part of it along with it. So when I said, oh, no, we don't want to do it, there was a little bit of consternation. But a wonderful company, Abrams Brooks.
Abrams Brooks.
Abrams Brooks Books. who put out this one? What do we have here? Viking.
Oh, yeah. Penguin Viking.
So you did the audiobook and it was grueling.
It was grueling just in that it's kind of a personal book. And the first time I read it out loud was in front of two strangers who were very kind, but it was like a director and a sound engineer. And it's just weird to read, you know, personal stuff in a void and then occasionally have them be like, can you say that again about your scar on your heart?
And you'd prefer not to, obviously.
I prefer one take.
Would they give you? Yes, you're like a Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
I loved Frank Sinatra's whole thing was he wouldn't do coverage.
Oh,
because he's like, no, I do one take. He wouldn't do a second take, and he wouldn't do coverage because he's like, what? We're making one movie. We're not making two movies.
Oh my gosh,
genius!
That is such a good line.
But would they tell you things like, hey, you know that intensely personal story? Could you just like jazz it up and make it a little like brighter in your voice and stuff like that?
They're like, can you do it again but sound less like you?
Well, let's talk about the book. It's Unreliable Narrator, Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome. I, of course, was sent this book proudly, unlike Gary Goldman's book.
What?
And your people were very thorough. I got the book weeks and weeks ago.
And you didn't get his?
He never sent his, yeah. he's trying to pull I'll do it after the fact.
Do you think he doesn't actually have a book?
I don't think he has a book. I think it was all lies. The last episode of Comedy Bang Bang was all just a false narrative.
I honestly admire that level of grift.
I do too. Like, well, it got him on the show. He was a member of our one-timers club.
Wow.
So it worked for him.
And my book is about feeling like a fraud. So really the fact that I actually wrote a book ruins my integrity.
Well, it also ruins, I was thinking this as I was reading it, it ruins the premise of your book.
Yeah.
The fact that you finished the book means you're not a fraud because hardly anyone can ever finish a book.
I know.
So, like, what now?
It's just something I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life and I think about for another 400 episodes.
Yeah, okay. So do you have another episode in mind after this?
I have another book coming out in 8 years.
But talk about imposter syndrome, what it means, why you have it, and what the book is about.
I don't know why I have it, but imposter syndrome, as I understand it, is you, in spite of your accomplishments or whatever you've done, you feel like you don't deserve anything you've earned, and in fact, people are fools for letting you do anything.
See, this is very, very close to home for me because the difference I think between you and me is you have it and it's undeserved, and I have it and it's just the reality.
But that's how all imposters feel.
Oh, no. The audience feels that way too.
Okay.
It's just, I somehow, you know, white privilege, white male. You know, I failed upwards. So, but I'm cognizant of it.
Okay. Well, but okay. But then does that make you an imposter or syndrome or just an imposter?
Just an imposter.
Okay. Okay.
I have imposter syndrome, not imposter syndrome syndrome.
I see. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But so really we're two sides of the same coin.
We are a lot like Joker and the Batman. Are you a fan of Heath Ledger's performance in The Dark Knight?
It was great. It was iconic. It
truly was. One of the only posthumous Oscars.
Or are we allowed to talk about this?
I think he's dead, so I think it's okay. It's not not really affecting the strike either way.
I guess we did talk about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, the SAG should really come out and clarify. Can you talk about dead celebrities on podcasts? So you know, and we can't talk about your work, of course, but you do have a lot of accomplishments, and we've known each other for a good amount of time. When did we start getting? When did you move to LA and start doing? I mean, you started before that, right?
Yeah, I lived in New York for the past 10 years, but I think we first met when I lived in LA the first time around, which was like 2010 to 2012. Right.
And you're a great stand-up comic, and you would do the shows around town as well as my show all the time, and you have a lot of accomplishments, and yet, reading the book, you have felt like you don't deserve any of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's more, I have more suspicion for people who feel like they do deserve everything.
Interesting.
Because I'm like, why? Why do you feel that way?
It all, show business especially, it just all feels like a big random lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so but when you're young and you're starting out, you have to believe that, we were talking about this with Gary last week, you have to believe that what you're doing has some worth, otherwise why would you continue? So you sort of have to have this belief in yourself of like, no, I'm good, right? Even though like in hindsight, you are bad. Everyone's bad when they start.
Yeah.
But you have to believe you're good. So, but then the people who once they make it, they don't just go like, Jesus Christ, I really lucked out. Those are the people who are really strange.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. You need some level of delusion to be able to even hack it those first few years. But then I think I've gotten to a point where I'm like, well, nobody has stopped me, and that this is really on everyone else now.
It's their fault now.
Yeah, yeah. I can't take the blame for everything.
Exactly, yeah. Did you go through a lot of your career kind of thinking, like, at what point do these people wise up, and when do they start saying, like, hey, this is not working out for you, maybe you want to look into a different career?
Well, you know, I've had jobs that didn't work out. Believe it or not, I haven't booked everything I've auditioned for. And
that's crazy to me.
I know, considering what most people's stats are. But I think I use the times that don't work out as the reality, and then the times that do work out as, like, weird lottery wins, like you said.
Right.
Yeah.
So the book is, it's not all technically about this subject, although that's sort of the, everything falls under that umbrella. These are all essays about different topics that kind of have to do thematically with that topic.
Yeah, with just, self-doubt and, feeling like unsure of my place. And I think I talk about like body image and, you know, relationships and mental health. So just like feeling kind of my way through all these kind of more messy.
Right. And it's, I mean, this is no surprise to any fan of your comedy. It's also very funny, though. It's not just something that talks about, like, you know, you could just give the definition of imposter syndrome and go, and that's it. And go, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people would do, I bet.
Oh, sure. I think I was like, you know what? They bought the book. Let me at least do 3 more pages.
And I feel like your third chapter or something at the end of it, you say, by the way, my editor wanted me to cut this chapter. I insisted we leave it in.
Yeah. I do a resume of failures. Instead of my successes, I just write a resume of all the ways I've failed and things I didn't get. And then my editor originally wanted to cut that, which I found very appropriate.
So that should go on the end of the failures. The failure list. But at a certain point, like, gotta fill up pages when you're writing a book. You know, it's like you can, like, when editors come to you and go, should we cut this? Should we cut this? It's like, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to write something different? Not gonna happen.
Do you want another photo? I told you I only have 5.
You have one on the front, which is like you peeking around the book.
Yeah, I said I'll be on it, but the less is better.
Right. And then nothing on the back, it looks like. Although this is a galley copy.
But yeah, no photos on the back.
Do you have blurbs on the back of the actual edition? Mm-hmm. Who's because I have the galley which has no blurbs. Who's
on my blurbs?
Who blurbed your book?
I believe Amy P.
Amy P. blurbed your book. Amy Amazing. She hasn't been on in probably 600 episodes.
Tig.
Wow. Another old favorite of ours who hasn't been on in approximately 500 episodes, I would say.
Phoebe R.
Phoebe Robinson. Yeah, oh, of course, but she's been on very recently.
All right. Well, and then John Hodgman.
And he was here in this very room not too recently. So some of the greats, some of the Comedy Bang Bang favorites, many of whom have not been on the show in a long time, but have done blurbs for you. And what do they say about it? They talk about how funny it is, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot of the makes you feel less alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt that way when I was reading. I was alone, but then I was but I'm also here with this book.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I'm also on this couch, so I have a couch and a book at least here with me.
Yeah.
Then I looked around at everything else.
Say what you want about the book, but it's literally another object in the room besides you.
No, it is very insightful and very meaningful in a lot of the things you talk about, I think a lot of us experience.
Yeah, I use a lot of outside sources. I'm someone who can't stop recommending like articles and podcasts to people, and I realized it gets annoying, so then I was like, I'll just put all my recs in a book instead.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you have any recent articles you want to recommend to our listeners or me?
I read this article. What was it in? I read an article recently in the New York Times that dark chocolate is now bad for you.
That's the thing. Every 2 years they go, hey, wine?
Yeah.
Red wine?
Yeah.
It's great for you. And then 2 years later they go, fuck, we fucked up. Yeah, it's bad for you now.
Red wine, red flag. And I hope you haven't been drinking this.
And then I just read an article. I'm going to recommend one to you.
Oh,
just
great.
A mere hour ago, they say that the decongestants,
what?
None of them work. So they're taking them all off the shelves now.
Wait, so what have they been doing? Like, you take one, what's it doing in your body?
I felt like none of them work. but then everyone says, like, take them. So you do, and then you're like, I don't feel any better. And then just your body gets better after a few days. You go, oh, I guess they did work.
Do you think it's all a placebo effect?
Everything is a placebo, including the vax for COVID. And we'll be right back. You didn't realize you were on this episode. A lot's changed in the past 400 episodes. It's interesting. So dark chocolate, no longer good for you.
Well, apparently a lot of it has higher than recommended levels of arsenic and lead.
Oh, my God. And my doctor, last time I saw him, he's like, hey, cut down on the ice cream and everything. If you have to have something sweet, like suck on some dark chocolate. I was like, you suck on some dark chocolate,
I know,
first of all.
That's the thing. I was like, that's the one everyone's like, well, a little dark chocolate is okay.
Yeah.
And now that's not okay either.
What do we do? What's safe to eat?
My book.
It's, you know, it's a little expensive for a meal, but you can probably share it with a loved one. Just cut it in half, sandwich wise.
No arsenic and lead in my book.
That's a good paint. I was about to say a good paint. Because of the arsenic?
Yeah.
Is there arsenic in paint? Lead. That's because you said lead. That's right.
I think lead paint is still in a lot of buildings.
I think it is, yeah, as well as asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old buildings have all this stuff. That's the thing, is like everything's going to kill us. I think if we didn't eat dark chocolate, if we didn't drink wine, if there wasn't asbestos, if there wasn't lead paint.
Do you think we'd still die?
No, I think we'd all still be alive. But the earth would be too crowded. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind dying because it's like, I got to make room for the next few people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I'm totally pro-death.
The book is out now. It came out last week.
Yes.
We're finding out probably around the time that this is released where you sit on the New York Times bestseller list.
Oh,
Where do you think you're coming in? You want to make any predictions?
I hate the pop charts.
You hate the pop charts?
Yeah.
So do you hate charts in general? Do you hate the whole like putting a value on art, awards, charts?
Yeah, I hate rankings. I hate values. I'm not just a number, Scott.
That's right. Although I would say you're a 10 in terms of your talent.
Oh, boy.
And other things, but I don't want to comment on that.
Wait, I was told I would be given a rating.
I was told you were going to
beauty.
Rate my body when I came in here. This is, I hope you do very well.
Thank you.
It's a great book. I personally would recommend all of our listeners going out and buying it and then making it rocket to the top of the charts.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Did you feel like when you wrote a book, you kept checking the ratings?
Well, I didn't have to check because the minute that it hit number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, they contacted me very excited.
Wow.
But I share that with all of the contributors, of course. I definitely felt the pressure of like they kind of expected it to hit.
Of course.
So it's like, where is it going to hit? But then they were still very excited when it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's a different cat. I feel like yours is in a different category that's harder to compete in. So,
Yeah.
So don't feel bad if you don't hit number 4 or higher.
It's one of the only autoerotic cookbooks out there right now.
One of the only ones that's there.
Yeah.
That's a part that we haven't talked about the book is...
I mean, I really wanted to kind of surprise readers, but I guess I said it.
Yeah. But around chapter 5 or so, it just gets
when
deep
I kind of
into...
ran out of personal material, I decided to pivot genre-wise.
Have you always wanted to write a book, or I just find it too hard to do? Like... I every once in a while someone will go, what if you came out with a book? And the Comedy Bang Bang book had a lot of people involved in it, but like one that I personally do, I kind of just go like, it seems like so much work.
I think the idea of it is appealing, and then once you start, you're like, this is the worst decision I've ever made.
Has there ever been someone who gets a book deal who turns it in early?
Dan Brown,
yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
This motherfucker. And it shows, right?
Yeah.
It's like, do 3 more drafts.
There's a bestseller list just for him.
Is there just Dan Brown books?
Yeah, just Dan Brown books.
Did you turn it in late? Were people constantly going, we need more chapters?
Yeah, years late.
Years late.
Years late.
But they're happy now, right?
Yeah, and I could blame a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I had an editor who had a baby. Like, I really threw everyone else under the bus.
Okay, first of all, pandemic, you have more time. And your editor having a baby? That doesn't affect you.
It meant she couldn't give me notes.
You don't want notes. You just need to finish. But how did it feel when you typed those magic words that every author loves to type? The end.
I typed the end at the end of every page.
Oh, no.
Just so I could recreate that feeling.
Is it something where you went back and were constantly rereading chapters going like, oh, God, this sucks, and rewriting them? And
yeah, but then I was like, you're never going to read this and be happy with it, so you're just going to have to kind of let it be. But stand-up's like that, too, where you can just tweak forever.
I feel like every book you ever read,
yeah,
especially these ones written by comedians or memoirs and stuff like that, the first 5 chapters have been rewritten for like over and over like 20 or 30 times. And then the last few chapters are all like, I got to turn this in. So they're all first draft. Yeah. And that's every script you ever read, by the way, as well.
Totally. Like, and there's always a chapter where it's just like, and also this about me.
Yeah. And I know this doesn't fit, but we needed another 20 pages. Well, it's a great, I of course, those are other books. Your book is a major monumental achievement. Unreliable Narrator, Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome. It's out there in stores right now. And you can hear the audiobook and just imagine Aparna being badgered by these two strangers she's never met before, giving her notes in between every sentence. I assume they stopped you at every sentence?
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say they were really nice and they did buy me coffees.
They bought you coffees or the office had coffee?
Yeah, they expensed coffees for me.
That's different. I mean, if they were to be like, hey, Aparna, I know we could expense this, but I'm going to buy this personally for you.
I mean, they took out their credit cards.
Were they business credit cards, though?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think these guys are...
Oh.
Were they men, by the way, or I bet they were women?
One man, one
is that
one
sexist
woman.
Of me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they were dating? Were they in love?
I don't think they were together romantically.
I hope they had love, though, in their lives.
But together against me, yes.
United front against your performance.
Yes, yeah.
Well, either buy the book or listen to the book, but don't read it. No, either buy and read the book or buy and listen to the book.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good time. Should last you, depending on how fast you read, it could last you anywhere between 3 hours to 1,800 days to read. And it's an incredible achievement. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is your first, right?
It's my first. It's
yeah.
my first.
Will you write another one? Aparna and Charla will return.
Let's talk in 400
You should put that at the
episodes.
End. Okay, yeah. We'll talk in 400.
To be continued.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, you can stick around, right? We have some great guests.
Yeah,
a musician, an actress. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to have more Aparna, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Aparna Nancherla is here. Unreliable narrator, me, myself, and imposter syndrome. This has my particular copy has advanced uncorrected proofs.
No, that's on every copy.
That's on every copy,
yeah, that's
really
on the published version.
So the uncorrected. That's brave of you.
That was an artistic choice.
This one, by the way, says, not for sale. Like I'm going to turn around and like try to sell it. By the way, you can sell anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like with screeners where they're like, do not distribute. And it's like, yeah. Well, who else is this for? Then
yeah,
my
really.
Friends and family.
Exactly. You shouldn't say that. But well, no, of course, no, we're on strike right now.
Yeah.
Let them come after us for the screeners.
What are they going to do? Let me work.
All right. We need to get to our next guest. He's a musician. This is very exciting to talk to a musician. Do you play music?
I took a lot of years of piano lessons and I never practiced.
Oh, really? So could you play right now if you...
No. Only under duress.
Well, gun to your head.
Yeah. Like I could do maybe Heart and Soul.
Like Huey Lewis's Heart and Soul? Or...
No, like the one hand.
Not as good. Well, he's a musician. He's probably better than that.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, Kurt Slammer.
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Hey, it's going really good. This
pleasure
is Aparna.
To be here. Oh,
hi,
Aparna.
Hi, Kurt.
Howdy.
Hi.
Put her there.
Are you Southern or some sort of? not a lot of people say howdy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, it's my parts. That's what you say. I'm from Northern Tennessee.
So. Northern Tennessee.
Oh, yeah,
really.
That's right.
Tennessee is a very
not a big north-south divide.
Yeah, right, right. It's more long.
I'm pretty territorial about the north part. Most people, such a narrow state. It's
what is it, about 5 miles in the north and 5 miles in the south?
About five each, yeah. I'm in the top four.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where outside of Tennessee, it doesn't seem that different. But if you live there, you know in northern Tennessee from a southern Tennessee.
Okay.
Is that near Bonnaroo? That's my only Tennessee reference.
I'm not personally near Bonnaroo.
Okay.
So, no,
okay.
Sorry. I hope to get there someday. I've never been.
I think you will.
How far away is it from North Tennessee?
Bonnaroo's about... My part of North Tennessee is far from Bonnaroo.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's such a long, flat state that
I
guess
you can be both in the northern section and be... I'm closer to my southern Tennessee neighbors than I am to parts of north.
Right.
Whoa.
Right? Because this is the way the state is
situated. Just the way...
Yeah.
Are you on the left?
Left.
You're on the left.
Left north. I'm an LN.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
and we call it the left,
UP,
not the west.
Yeah, that's right. L and R. Well, look, you fancy northerners like to be all whatever about your compass, but working class people, you just look
left
at a map,
right.
Left
yeah.
and right. I'm
Why are we
north.
Putting on airs when we look at maps? Just call it left and right. It doesn't have to be west, east.
Let's just all be one people. And just
then
say
call it
left
top,
and
bottom.
Right.
Top, bottom, left,
we
right.
We should. That's another.
It's so fucking annoying when people are like, oh, northwest.
I agree. It's like, well, you're leaving
Shut up, Hitchcock.
Yes. Aparna, are you going to say something? I'm so sorry.
No, I was just getting upset. I couldn't even speak.
You looked pretty livid.
We're both irate right now. I don't know if you've...
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
These map readers.
These cartographers. First of all, you're a map maker.
Yeah. Who needs the fancy name?
Cartographer.
Cartographer. You make maps, pal.
Yeah. And not, by the way, you're not that great at it. Anyone can do what you do.
And you have been replaced permanently.
Do you think cartographers are mad about the map industry?
They must be.
They have to be. Remember, you used to go into a map store. Oh, I used to love going and just sorting through the maps.
Sure.
Used maps. Wait, really? New maps. Yeah.
Or used the map section of a bookstore. The Atlas section.
Oh, yes,
section.
Yes, yes.
Sure. But no, I'm talking about these big...
Full map stores.
Full map stores. First of all, they were replaced by the big chain map stores.
Oh, yeah. And I used to like the mom and pop map stores.
Yeah. And then the big the box stores with all the maps came in. And
yes.
Now the internet.
It's been a sad decline.
Yeah. The internet's map.
Right. Just one map. One guy.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one guy.
Although one guy uploads it and everyone uses it.
Do you think the guy who drives around the Google car, you know, that takes pictures of everyone for their maps, does he consider himself to be a cartographer or she?
I guess I'd have to watch him driving and be like, if he's driving in a smug way, then yes. And if he's driving in a friendly man or woman of the people way.
What if he's harried, like, I have so many streets to drive down, and
get over yourself, pal.
He uses Waze.
You were thinking it was good?
That's a good question. Like, he's using Waze.
Yeah,
like,
what's he using to get around?
Yeah, he has no idea where he is unless he uses Waze.
I'd love to catch a Google Street map guy using Waze.
Yeah.
I've seen one in the wild. It's like seeing a leprechaun every once in a while when you see that car.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's like, you already did all this, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, why are you back?
I try to do something funny.
What do you do?
I try to just do like a funny pose. You don't have a lot of time to prepare.
Maybe if you're with a friend and you go like, oh, pretend you have a gun and we're in the middle of a stick up.
I'll do that a lot. Even if it's not with a friend, I'll just go to a nearby person, drop to my knees, put my hands behind my head and scream, no!
How is that received?
Requires some explaining, but
after
I'm like,
the fact,
if you point at the map car, it's like it's for
usually
the map
they
car.
Get it.
They usually get it.
Yeah, you ever seen these map cars?
I think it's like you're saying, it's like a leprechaun. You see it once, and you're like, something good's gonna happen. You see it twice, you're
and then like, it's like,
That's bad.
This is a spanking.
This is bad.
A lot of rules associated with the map cars.
You gotta know.
It's like the first time you see these robots delivering packages.
Oh my gosh.
It's thrilling, but then anytime after that, just tip them over.
Well, they look like the enemy to me.
They are. They're taking the place of a human person. Unless the one exception is if there's a human person with a joystick driving it around.
If it's a one-to-one.
If it's a one-to-one, it's okay. Or a two-to-one, like maybe it's a two-person job.
Even better. But then we're creating jobs. Yes. If the robot is so hard to control, you need two people, sign me up.
That should be legal.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
To make robots that only two people can control?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one guy walking alongside going, doing good.
I think that should be the plot of any new Terminator movie is everyone decides, okay, Skynet and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. We're all right if we make Terminators if two people have to control them, right?
And they just deliver food?
Sure, they deliver food.
Okay. That might be the next movie is to explore the IT support team that created the Terminator.
Here are your chimichangas. Do you want me to leave them by the door?
Cut to some guy. Joystick away.
Two guys.
At least.
That's a good point. So you're a musician, Kurt.
So I have an album. That I'm promoting.
Oh.
You have an album. That's great.
Primarily a blues rock guitarist.
Okay, what does that mean? Blues / rock or blues rock?
Blues hyphen rock. Rock with the blues.
Based in the tenets of the blues.
Correct. Inspired by the musicianship of the blues. Let's create a rock song.
So this is not, it's maybe not even blues music, but it's inspired by blues
music?
It's
primarily rock. Tilting and skewing towards blues. Mm-hmm. I would not say that it's blues skewing towards rock. Rock is the primary protein of this meal.
I see.
And blues is sort of the garnish or the spice.
Well, this sounds great.
So
I'm
it's like
buy
rock
it.
That's like down on its luck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Emotionally speaking,
yeah.
Yes. It's
okay.
Rock that's got some complaints or some demands.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest.
I apologize.
I've never heard of you.
That's quite. No, that's all right. That's why I'm excited to be on the show to try to promote my career.
Yeah, great. So how many? Is this your first record?
Oh, no. I've made upwards of 30 albums.
Wow.
Upwards of 30.
Self-released with some moderate. I play in a local pub up in LN, Tennessee. And I got my local fan base who tends to buy my records. And I do all right, teach lessons and such. Huh. I make an okay living, but I've never been able to.
How much do you make every year?
It's sort of a personal question.
But I mean, you mentioned it first. So I feel like
probably,
you opened the door.
It's not, I probably between 50,000 and 60,000 all told.
Okay.
Just self releasing your
That's
no
amazing.
Tours, lessons, corporate gigs.
All right, that's respectable though.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you want to get your numbers up.
Trying to get up there.
What would you like to make?
Well, I guess I hadn't thought about it so much in terms of just salary. But
like just put any number.
$100,000 a year.
That's as high as you want to go.
I don't know. I mean, like, from where I'm at.
Good starting goals.
I'm not saying a starting goal. I'm saying, like,
I think I could do.
Shoot for the moon. What do you want to make?
Well, and where I live, real estate is probably less than out here. So
sure.
If I had $100,000 a year, I could do.
So you're putting a cap on it at $100,000.
I mean, I don't want to put a cap on it. You're asking me what I'm shooting for.
I'm saying. You can name any number in the world.
All right.
How much do you want to make a year?
$200,000 a year.
That's it?
I don't know. I've never thought this big before. Hang on. Let me
You know people make more than that out there
I've
in the world.
I've never considered it.
Even musicians.
Well, of course. I mean, somebody like Sting or whatever.
Yeah.
One of the world's greatest tantric sexers.
Yeah, think how much that brings in.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think he gets paid for? Do you think his wife pays him to have sex with her
when
for
you're
6 hours?
I
feel like at that level of celebrity, there's nothing you're doing that's not monetized.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, okay, so you want to make $100,000 a year?
Yes, well, or more. Let's not limit it. Okay, I'll go high. I mean, I'm here to try to step up. You know,
okay. So you're trying to make an extra $40,000 this year.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So we're just trying to make the rounds, and you know, my wife, she's like, "You got to get yourself out there."
You're married.
I'm married.
How long have you been married?
Oh gosh, what has it been? 17 years.
17 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I found a great partner.
Is she a musician?
She is a musician. Yeah, she plays a little piano. Yeah,
really?
I've not as much as me. She was busy raising the kids, and so she like, sort of took a sideline.
So you
bit.
Basically were what, noodling around on your guitar while. She
I don't
was
know if
raising
I would express
kids.
It that way. I focused a lot on my craft.
She could have, like, you could have split it equally and you could be equally as good at your instruments, but instead she just decided.
Look, this is the way it worked out. It wasn't something we sort of sat down and consciously.
So you never sat down and talked about this?
We had some conversation.
You just disappeared into the garage?
We were kids. We met in a band and we.
You were kids? This is 17 years ago.
I mean, we were in our early 20s. Like, we had a lot of growing.
You're only 30 something?
What does that mean?
Because I gotta say.
Okay.
You look 53 at least.
Whoa. That's insane. That's insane. Look, I love the sun and I love my cigarettes. So
okay,
I guess it's put some miles
on the
complexion.
But nothing better than a hot day just smoking a hot cigarette.
That's what I think. I mean, I guess it seems crazy to people, but when I see a hot day, I'll hit the beach with 2 packs of Marlboros. I can't even say it.
So, yeah, you're so excited.
I'm so crazy right
now. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a young at heart, old in skin.
So you've been playing, and this is your 30th album or so.
Upwards.
And what makes this one different?
Well, I'm trying a little bit of a different tact. I'm trying to sort of reach a newer audience. This one, a friendlier approach, I suppose.
What does that mean? Friendlier approach?
Warmer sort of.
What have your old records been like? Yeah. Antagonistic?
No, I wouldn't say so. I sort of had my eyes opened that. Well, coming from the blues rock tradition, they were a bit, I didn't even realize it, more sexually oriented than I had intended.
What does that mean?
A lot of blues rock is sort of, I don't know, it's either through innuendo or even directly about the act of intercourse and lovemaking.
Oh. Right. We all like to do it, or not all of us.
It's a popular activity.
99% of the people of the world, probably. I haven't looked at the stats of the asexual.
It's got to be 99%.
Probably 99, I'd say.
So.
They,
yeah.
We enjoy doing it for, you know, as long as we can.
And
we're not Sting levels.
No.
Most of us.
I'm not.
We're not getting paid. To have sex, usually, although sex work is work, I feel like.
Aparna doesn't feel that way. I heard the interview. You sounded pretty hesitant before. My main takeaway from that first interview is Aparna thinks sex work is morally shameful.
I think it's work, but just because I feel like, does anyone really want to work?
No.
Yeah.
I mean like that.
I see. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like even sex workers are like, Monday.
I would imagine that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, TGIF. I finally can stop having sex.
Yeah.
What were some of your older songs like?
Let's see. I had Let's Bump It.
That doesn't sound too bad.
I didn't think so
pantheon
either.
Pantheon of blues.
Yeah.
I didn't think so either.
Rock.
I had Pelvic Time.
Oh.
Worse.
Okay. I had Hot Sex. Let Me At You.
That's not you're really innuendo.
Get, yeah, and you're trying to get at the sex?
In that instance, yes. I mean, the activity of hot sex, let me approach, I guess. I mean, I
maybe
I
make more sense to be like, let me have you?
I needed you back when I was doing that record. I mean, like, I didn't parse the lyrics too much.
I'd love to be the John Landau to your Bruce Springsteen.
He is the manager of that gentleman, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, but also produces the record.
Okay,
too.
Well, I could have used you, because it's mostly a self-produced effort. And I mostly just groove, and I sort of let the words kind of just flow and... So it Slam It is another one of mine.
Slam It. Is there a parenthetical on that?
No. That's why I didn't think these were so bad. It just Slam
they
It.
Don't, and, then, honestly, they don't sound so bad. When I okay. asked you what your old songs were going to be, I thought they would be worse.
Look, I understand the guests on this show tend to come from a heightened and absurd place, but I'm telling you.
Like, yeah, the ones you're telling me are... mild.
Maybe that I don't
slam
need
it.
To, maybe I don't slam it.
Maybe you don't need to change.
Here's the thing. I went up to my local bar, LN, Tennessee, and I played Slam It, and some college students came up to me and said, "That's an offensive song. You're excluding people who don't have that attitude towards sex." And they made a good argument.
They thought it was exclusionary to people who did not want to slam it.
The words they used were hostile, objectifying, sort of.
I don't think
you have
a problem.
But why does it have to be about sex?
It just is about sex.
It was about sex.
What were you talking about slamming?
I mean, I don't want to get too... I was slamming parts together.
Like what parts?
Genitals.
Like just two random genitals?
No, a penis
without
and a
consent?
Vagina primarily. Or I suppose it could be a penis and a penis. I don't... I mean... Well,
penis just, and a butthole?
Penis and a butthole, thank you. Penis and a vagina.
Vagina and a vagina, although it's hard to slam.
Mouth and a vagina.
Sure.
You know, just slam it. Just like, let's get excited about the friction act.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I honestly, I never thought through the consequences of my demands too much. But
I don't think you have to. I mean, these sound very anodyne.
Yeah.
They really sound all right to you.
Like,
that's
not
a
well
to
thought
me.
Out.
Because these colleges came up to me and I was like, have I been a monster this whole time?
I don't know. Aparna, I don't mean to speak. Look, I'm a different generation. I'm a little bit older than you. So maybe you can speak to the younger generation. Does this sound bad to you?
Maybe they just don't like your music.
Hang on a second.
This might be the case.
Let me think back on
what
they
said.
Was
this all... under the preamble of, oh, by the way, your songs suck for other reasons, including this?
Well, they did begin the conversation by saying, this ain't working.
And these are just,
they
these
came
are
up
just concert
at the
goers.
Bar. I'm on stage. I'm unplugging from the amp. They come up. I'm thinking they're going to just say.
Ask for autograph.
Or just even, you know, good
buy
set
a CD,
or something like that. Or, hey.
Maybe, and they st- yeah, this maybe, is what they lead with.
Maybe they feel excluded because they like good music.
Well, they, gosh, maybe they walked up to me in a little formation and the leader of them.
What
just,
kind of form? What
yeah,
do you
like
mean
a formation? Beyonce
there were
formation?
Three in front and one behind. They had a very even
three in
gait.
Front, one in back?
Oh, like geese?
Sort of. They walked with
like
a very
v?
Steady. No, it wasn't. It was pretty shit.
Were they marching together?
No, but they had a very steady and even gait. I mean, you would have thought they were on wheels.
I don't consider people walking to be a formation.
You had
if they're
to see these guys. They looked like they were standing on Roombas.
Why were they doing this?
I don't know. Because they just had this like.
Did it ever come up? Were they like, oh, by the way, we're
a
collective?
I was so on my heels. I never had a chance to parse things the way you did. I was like, oh, here comes some fans. They seem to be a bit of an uptight sort of group. But
they're in formation.
I would consider not a Beyonce formation.
Okay, okay.
Not a formation I would be able to describe later.
Not like a proud, let's assemble.
Okay.
More just like we have no blood or feeling in our bodies.
Huh.
We approach things in a machine-like way.
Okay.
And they said, this ain't working. And I was shocked. I was like, the whole package.
They said the whole package.
Smoking on stage.
Oh, you're smoking on stage. Was it hot out?
Very much. I couldn't resist. There's no AC in this bar.
It was hot under those lights as well. So better time to just light
it just
up a cig?
Makes me want to light up. And I did. And I'm playing Slam It, and I'm playing Let's Bump It, and I'm having a great time. And they're like, this ain't working. Like, you're out of date. You know what I mean?
You're out of it. Oh, so wait. Oh. So their whole thing is... these were good double entendres for 40 years ago.
I guess so.
They mean nothing now. That's how I feel.
40 years ago, I wouldn't have been born yet, of course, which I know is a shock to you.
That's right.
But yes. But that would be their intention.
So they just think you're like...
Out of touch.
You're
like
tacky.
Past my time or whatever.
You're corny.
Corny, yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, they did use the word hostile. And they said it was unlikable.
Huh.
The gross was what another person said.
Maybe
gross. That's
off-putting.
Maybe that's
slang.
What the small one said.
Also, maybe it's you physically.
Oh, that could be. Well, I
mentioned I was going to rate everyone's bodies when they came in here.
That's
so
true.
I gave Aparna a 10.
I would. Hey, I understand that I'm coming in way below that. Look, my business is not my looks. All right, I understand.
Although looks play into rock and roll stardom,
they do.
Like, what are your album covers like?
They're mostly close-ups in my face, kind of looking out.
What about your feet? Because your feet are disgusting. You came in here.
No, I didn't think to put my feet on the cover.
No close-ups of your feet?
Not exclusively. I have some full-body shots where my feet are visible. I do have one where I'm tapping the kick drum.
Do you play the kick drum?
No, but just for the sake of the album, right. It was kind of like the beat. I thought it might be. So for that one, it's a close-up of the kick drum, right? And uh-huh. It's like my shin and foot. And then I'm leaning my head down into it just so they could see my face.
This sounds very hard to
do. Well, they're all self-published. It's not a ton of, there's not like huge marketing teams that go into this.
Okay.
So anyway, they made a great argument and they changed the way I looked at music.
So now you're changing everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to be more inclusive and friendlier and warmer.
So what are your new
Well, the
songs?
Album is called Hugs Between Friends.
That's
all right. And I'm just trying to like
that sounds a
slow it
little
down.
Like it's, someone trying to convince someone.
Yeah,
that,
and it's still
minute,
pretty.
You're saying
it's still
worse?
Pretty physical. It's still pretty physical.
Well, but it's hugs between friends, right? I mean,
it still sounds like someone going like, "Hey, this isn't bad, right?
Wait
it's just
minute.
Hugs
yeah.
between friends."
So yeah. You think slam it?
that's better.
You think that's nothing?
It's just more direct.
Yeah, and also slam it is like two people who have consented to having sex are going to slam it. That's wonderful. That's joyous. That's how the we propagate the species.
I am shocked to hear that. I mean,
you sound like some like 18-year-old in a dorm, like trying to convince someone, like, "Hey, come over to the dorm. It's just hugs between friends."
And, you see, well, I really am completely surprised to hear
what
this.
What are some of the other types?
Put her there.
Put her there.
Yeah,
means, like a handshake.
Yeah, that's
like
what you think like it's going to mean, but I think what you're trying to say is like, "Hey, see this down here."
What?
Put your hand on this.
That's crazy.
Is what
to
it
me.
Sounds like to me.
I think it's just an overcorrection based on your previous work.
Well, I honestly didn't think it was that big a correction. I thought these are just.
To be honest, we're splitting hairs at this point. Like neither of them sound all that terrible.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, I hope that I've made some kind of movement in the right direction.
Do you have any other? What's the whole album
sure.
called?
The album's called Hugs Between Friends.
Oh, it is. So the
Put Her
title
there
track
is the lead single.
That's the
there also
single.
Is a there is a title track, but it's not the single. You know, it's one of those.
Okay, yeah. Any other
like
titles?
Synchronicity? Sure, I got 9 titles on that album.
Yeah. Well, what are the others? Oh,
let's put our arms around each other in a friendly way.
Oh,
it seems like you're
that's
very
parenthetical.
You're very
let's put our arms around each other.
Parentheses. I'm not disputing the parenthetical part of it. I just feel like you're very focused on one particular act, which is convincing someone who doesn't want to hug you to hug you.
Well, I didn't see it that way. I'm just trying to express friendship. The next one is we're buds.
Yeah, that's everyone who imposes a hug on someone else is just trying to express friendship.
I got to think about this again. I might have to do another album. Album number 32.
What happened to 31?
I said I was upwards of 30.
Sure.
I think I have 30. Well, I had a demo.
An
EP.
Oh, got it.
I count that one. I personally am counting my work.
What was that one
30
called?
LPs. What?
The EP.
Sex Time Is Soon.
Sex Time Is Soon.
That was an EP. I was 21
yeah,
years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like you sound like one of these robots we were talking about, the Terminators, who's never experienced sex, who's trying to...
I'm married.
What is
children.
Sex like to you? What is sex like to you?
You know, you bump your parts, you like, you know, you line up your pelvises and you just...
Line up forward. Your pelvises?
Yeah, you line up your hip bones pretty square and you just sort of...
So they're flush?
Yeah, you flush up the hip... You take a while, you flush up the hip bones, you move forward pressure and then reverse and then...
I don't think you've had sex before.
Children. I have a happily married.
If yeah. I go to every yeah. adoption agency and look your name up, I'm not going to find that you've adopted your 3 children.
Maybe some of them. I mean, I don't.
Maybe some.
I can't remember. Maybe I adopted some of these a while ago.
You've adopted all 3 of your children.
I don't
you've
know.
Never had sex with your wife.
I've adopted,
admit it.
I'm not. That's an insane thing to admit.
Why aren't you right about what you know? Right about how the fact is you don't know what sex is and you wonder what it's like.
You think that'd be a popular topic for a blues rock album? Yeah. I've never had
Let's
sex.
Hear, what are some of the titles you could come up with that?
I don't know. Like, you know.
I mean,
what's going on down
like,
here?
I feel like hugs between friends qualifies.
Yeah, I guess you're right, probably.
I feel bullied.
Where does this thing go?
You think that'd be a great title?
Sure.
This is, if you were my John Lando, you'd be like, write a song called Where Does This
sure.
Thing Go?
This tastes different than what I thought.
I have to admit, it's intriguing.
Sure. Well, and then the other thing is like, aside from your...
By the way, I am not confirming.
You haven't stipulated this?
I think maybe I adopted some of my kids.
Okay, aside from your art, why don't you just have sex with your wife?
What are you talking about? I'm constantly having sex with her. We're sexing all...
If I called her right now...
Well, she's busy.
She's busy?
I'm sure.
Give me your phone.
No.
Give me your phone.
That's my phone. Yeah. That's
all right,
my phone. What are you doing?
We're going to call her. All right, I'm dialing the... Okay. Wifey poo?
That's
I assume that's her?
Well, I hope so. Jeez Louise.
All right, it's ringing. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this...
Sherilyn
Slammer?
Hi, yeah, I'm Sherilyn. What's happening?
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang.
Hi, how can I do you for?
This is maybe a weird question. You've never had sex with Kurt, have you?
You should see my body. I have 3 kids, and you would be amazed to see that this body... Well, it didn't come out of this body, but I'm a mother of 3. And look at this body. Well, you can't see it because it's a phone, but...
Can you describe it?
You can see my body. I'll tell you what. I don't look like I've had 3 kids. I'll tell you that right now, but I have 3 kids.
You seem very defensive. You haven't answered the question. If you had sex with Kurt Slammer...
Are you talking about lining up our hip bones?
So they're flush?
Yeah, well, that's hard for me. I have very loose hips, so I swing and I swivel to the sides. We can never seem to get them lined up between you, me, and the lamp.
Look, guys, we need to have sex here. I don't want to be involved in this. I'm just saying, like, the royal we, like, the two of you.
I think we do have sex. We embrace almost every day.
We have many hugs between friends.
You guys are friends?
I'd like to think that Sherilyn and I are friends,
I'm married to my best friend.
Yeah. When people say that, I think it's very weird. Like,
you think that's weird?
My best friend is Steve. I'm not going to get married to him.
Oh, boy.
I got married to Kulop. She's like the girl I wanted to date.
Wow, you sound like a Southern Tennessee boy, I'll tell you right now.
I don't know. Aparna, any suggestions I know that you didn't think you were coming on a sex advice podcast, but this is what happens sometimes. When bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing.
Ooh, listen, that's a great album title.
If sex to you is a hug between a friend, then who am I to tell you otherwise?
But this is from someone who doesn't consider sex work to be work, so I don't know if you really want to take this kind of
advice. You know, maybe it's easy to take it easy in the bedroom. Why is all this slamming?
Take it
maybe
easy
you
in
could,
the bedroom.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me write that down.
I just think you'll... That's a good title.
Take
You're
it
right.
easy in the bedroom.
Take it easy in the bedroom.
Sherilyn, what do you think of that? Take it easy in the bedroom.
Scott, are you still there? Hello?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
Sorry, one of my adopted kids is crying. I got to go.
Oh, well, crying about what? Everything all right there?
No, it looks like she slipped on some hot chocolate.
Oh, no. It wasn't dark chocolate, I hope.
I know we're not supposed to be eating that anymore. Full of arsenic and lace. What is it?
Lead, I think. Oh, but, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I really think you should try sex. I think you'd have fun.
Bye, sweetheart. I'll be home soon.
Okay. Oh. Hips too loose. Bye.
Hips too loose. Let me write that one down. Yeah. Hips too loose.
If you're not going to have sex, even though I think you'd enjoy it, just...
I mean, just
write about what you know. Her hips are too loose.
Okay.
You can't quite figure out how to line up your bodies correctly.
I'll try it, but I'm going to, if you don't mind, could I email you?
Maybe slipping on chocolate.
Slipping on hot chocolate. That sounds too much like
slipping on hot chocolate.
An actual double entendre, unfortunately.
It sounds like an early 70s Rolling Stones kind of situation.
All right, we have to take a break.
Why?
Because we literally have to have commercials on this show.
I respect it.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to have an actress. That's very exciting.
I can't wait. A fellow artist.
Yeah, we have an actress right over here as well, but she's an author primarily now with her book. We're going to come back. We'll have more Aparna and Cherla. We'll have more Kurt Slammer. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much the opening of the package. They would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Aparna Nancherla with Unreliable Narrator, Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome in stores now, as well as on all of your e-tailers, as well as audiobooks. And I think this is a great Christmas gift. Like, what type of person do you think would buy this? Like, if you have this person in your life, who would you suggest it for?
I would say anyone who is currently in between jobs, maybe has some extra time.
Reading time. So anyone with a job probably doesn't have time to read the book?
No. They should all, I mean, between jobs, like literally driving to your next job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, reading it while you're driving.
You have too many jobs and you got to get from one to the other.
So you don't have time to read it at home. So read it while you're driving to your second or third job.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, wonderful. We also have Kurt Slammer is here, musician.
Hey-o.
Now you say hey-o.
I mix it up sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, look, we're human beings. We don't say hello to people the exact same way every single time we say hello to people. You are a human being,
yes,
right?
I'm a human being.
Okay, because I don't want to find out you're some sort of robot who's adopted three kids and won't have sex because you don't have the parts.
I think that's a good song name. Yes, I'm a human being.
I'm going to write it down. Okay. I'll write it. Slipping on hot chocolate. Yes, I'm a human being.
Yep.
My hips are loose.
All right. Well, let's get to our next guest. She's an actress, and we'll find out exactly what she's been in. I don't recognize the name, but please welcome to the show for the first time, Ruth DeBeauvoir.
Scott, I've lived every actress's biggest dreams, honestly. I've had the big three.
Uh-huh. The
big three. And I won't mention anything that we're not supposed to be talking about during the strike.
But the big three, when we talk about acting, the big three.
That every actress dreams of. And all of these were given to me by Ryan Murphy of Hollywood. Now, here's the thing. Number one, every actress dreams of, I've had it come true for me, is that I got to have a sex scene with the leading man. Okay? Check. Second one, my character had Bell's palsy. I got to talk like this. And bam, I got that one out of the way. Every actress dreams of this. Really showing off your chops.
Okay.
And the third one, I don't remember what it is, but I will get back to you.
Oh,
and I'm sure Ryan Murphy did it for me of Hollywood. And I know we can't talk about it.
Well, I feel like the people in Ryan Murphy's shows actually are talking about it.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I think you're safe. So which Ryan Murphy shows have you worked on?
Well, I know I'm not allowed to say.
How old of a woman are you? You seem to have been on this earth for a good amount of time.
To be honest with you, Scott, I don't want you to judge me based on what I look like now, because when I was on Broadway,
I was going to rate your
body.
But
you look good.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to hear my ranking? It's not a ranking.
I would love to hear your ranking. I woke up today. I have already been in PT twice today. So
physical therapy twice. For different ailments?
I got a knee doctor. I got a back doctor. They got me on ketamine.
Two different appointments.
Yeah, I had.
God, you wish you could just double up on those and they would come to the same place. Mm-hmm. But no, they all have their own offices.
Yeah. So
I give you an 8, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So well, you would have. Now, I'm sorry to use foul language on your show,
Scott. Oh, that's okay. The fouler, the better.
Back in the day, don't look at them now. They're not a representation of what they once were. But I had what everyone in New York called the best tits in the biz.
Ooh, too foul.
And when it was your final day in whatever musical we were starring in together on Broadway, if it was your final show, I would wait till you hit your high note, okay? I can respect the craft. I'd wait till you hit your high note. Anytime after you hit your high note in the show, you could look side stage. I'm going to be there in a robe, and I'm going to... I'm just going to flash you up top.
Really?
That's what you get on your closing night. I was starring in Guys and Dolls with Peter Gallagher, the most beautiful man in Hollywood.
That's right, from the OC.
Oh. On his last night, I thought I'm going to give Peter Gallagher a very special treat. So I had nothing at all underneath. Normally, you just get the top. You get a flash from the
top. But this time, you got
the
full Monty.
Full Monty. And I put a sign on this nip, that nip, and then down below, I had a three little pieces
three
of
Post-it
little notes.
Sign?
And it said, goodbye, Peter, down there, right?
Oh, okay.
He looks over after he hits the high note. He sees me on stage left. I'm giving them the full flash, holding the robe wide open. He lights up like a firefly. When the lights go black, he runs toward me. Greatest mistake I've ever made in my life is closing that robe before we embraced.
So he was like, hey, let's go get hey,
let's
sex.
Get it on.
Sex, let me get at you.
Sex time.
I mean,
let me
that's
at
a
it.
Hug between friends.
True yeah. hug between
oh,
friends.
Oh, he was gorgeous. I mean, he would walk on stage and the audience would gasp, and I would go like this. I would go like this. I'd put my leg out like this to let the audience know that I knew how beautiful he was. I was kind of doing it for them.
You
I was taking aback.
You would put your leg out in order to communicate to the audience that you knew he was as gorgeous as they thought you were?
Yes, he looked like this. I put one leg out toward
I don't
you,
need you to,
and then I throw my head back in the other direction.
I
so it looks like
it.
I'm being blown. Like, picture me being blown back. by
like
the
wind,
blown back.
Like
blown
the
back.
Beauty. Yeah.
Yes. So he would appear on stage. Okay. I'd go, whoo. And the audience liked it because
how
I was
standing
for
that?
The audience at that point. Well, it was being directed by Nathan Lane, and he really let me do whatever I like. He loved okay, it.
May
he
I offer it. A compliment at this point in the conversation?
Please sure. do.
When you just quickly there were telling the story and you mimicked what it would look like to be blown back, I was like, it looks like there's
it
wind
looks,
in
yeah.
there.
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
It
I
looks
am,
authentic.
I have done some high winds acting. But
really?
I don't put that on my resume, and I know we're not supposed to be talking about it now. But
well, I think if you're a Ryan Murphy actor, you're fine, so we can talk about anything you like. But
one day, Ryan Murphy called me up. I answered the phone. He said, Ruth, I've got good news, and I've got bad news. What do you want first? And I said, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What's the bad news? And he said, we're killing your character off. And I said, that's terrible news.
No.
I was just supposed to be a day player. You know, I was going to be a guest star. He ended up writing me into the show. Ryan Murphy liked me so much.
Wow.
I was written onto the show. I was only supposed to be there for one day. Then he kills me off. I said, that's terrible news. What's the good news? And he said, you're going to get a death scene with Burt Bacharach.
Wow. Wait, that this isn't how Burt Bacharach died, is it? Because he died recently. Did he die on the show?
Burt Bacharach died? No, he's a wonderful man.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, he's a wonderful composer, and I didn't realize he was an actor, but...
I was very upset this week about Jimmy Buffett. He has a song about putting your parts together.
He sure does.
And it's a euphemism, a double entendre.
And he went to the bank with that one.
Which one? Cheeseburgers in Paradise?
Yes, Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Oh. Wait, the cheeseburger is a...
And the paradise is a woman's yim yang.
Jeez. I never realized that.
There's also, why don't we get drunk and screw? And I thought it was classy that he said screw.
He's not just out there saying
a dirty word.
That one I never put together. But I can hear it now.
Well, if you think about it, it just taking the euphemism or the metaphor of screw, you know, if you think about it,
screw
that
it,
might
funny
help
that
you
they
with
call
your
it
wife.
Screwing because it's a lot like you ever put a screw into like a part of wood or something like that.
It's like inserting a...
Yeah.
And that, of course, is also the way you bump parts is one person rotates themselves 360.
Yeah.
Okay,
righty tighty, lefty loosey.
That's right.
You don't know how to do this.
If you do too much right, you just can't get off you.
So you've been acting... A long time, it sounds like. What an incredible career, it sounds
originated
like.
Originated Mrs. Hannigan and Annie.
Really? The original Hannigan?
On the tour show. The tour. Originated the tour.
Oh, that's not originating
Hannigan.
The role.
Traveled all over. Lived in D.C., Baltimore. It was wonderful.
Both D.C.
and
Baltimore.
Wow. Boy, two very different cities.
Yes.
You've really run the gamut.
Yeah. And if you have not had a crab cake in Baltimore, you haven't had a crab cake. And I'll tell you that right now.
Ouch. What makes them good there?
Oh, well, it's only if you're having a Baltimore crab cake are you having a crab cake. This is like same thing with champagne in France.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. What are they called everywhere else?
Oh, just a crab cake. But if you just have a crab cake and it's not a Baltimore crab cake.
Oh, I see.
Then you're having inferior crab cake.
I understand now. Mm. So what are some of the other things that you've done?
Oh, well, I was in Star Trek. I was trying to annihilate all of humanity.
Oh, okay. Were you a Borg? Were you...
I don't think I'm allowed to say. Not right now. I can't talk about it.
Hmm.
But also, I can't stop working with Mindy Kaling. She loves me.
Okay.
She just keeps bringing me...
I forgot. She blurbed my book
She blurbed
as well.
Your book? Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to read your
book. Thank you.
And, speaking of unreliable narrator, I mean, I wouldn't trust everything that comes out of my yapper because my noodle's a little burnt at this point. My egg's a little poached.
You mean like your brain is bad? Or?
Oh, well, you know, memory is
What happened to your brain? Have you had an accident? What happened to your brain?
Well, I have you noticed I do have this fancy walking stick? But because I have taken a few falls, you know, some urine from the dog that I didn't see on the floor.
No.
Things like that. Wipe out in your own house.
Ouch.
So what do you have coming up next?
Well, I'm on strike, as you know. Haven't been able to get out onto the lines too much because of PT and whatnot.
Yes. Oh, walking yeah. With a stick. Well, that's okay. Not everyone has to go out there, especially if you have a physical ailment. You don't have to go out there. You can support in other ways.
That's right. And also, I can, dream about the future jobs that will come. And you know what? I do have an answer to your question. If I was going to shoot the moon and have any amount of money.
Any amount, yes.
I think.
And Aparna, I want you to answer this as well.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to hear what you say. I think for me, it's $80 million.
Wow.
Because that is going to set you very comfortable for a long time. It's
especially
not too
yearly.
Close to,
That's going to be a good amount of change at the end of like 5 years.
$80 million yearly?
Yeah.
Is there even that much money in the monetary system?
I was just going to say $80 million once is all I need.
You only need $80 million. Oh, yep. No. I'd take it for at least once a year, 5 years in a row.
You guys are out of your mind. If I had $80 million a year, I think I would turn into liquid. I don't even know what I would do with that much money.
What about you, Aparna? How much do you want to make a year?
$800 million.
What?
$800 million?
$100 million.
How many years?
Five,
and how many times a year?
Once.
Just once?
Once a year.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to make $801 million five times a year, every year for 10 years.
Can I ask a question about your fantasy strategy?
Yeah.
What is the, once you get up to a, what's the point of limiting yourself at all on these numbers?
That's my point, is okay. You could have said anything.
I wish for infinite money.
Great.
Okay. That's what I'm shooting for.
Okay.
Hugs between friends.
How are you going to do this? So just everyone in the world gives you
all
the money?
I need all money. All money that currently has been minted.
Everyone send me all the money.
I need either physical... I need it physically or wired.
Mm.
Well, what you don't want to do is become a billionaire because I think people are going to start killing billionaires.
Oh, you think so?
I think so, too.
I do.
Starting with who?
Well, I feel like now Elon Musk is going to get killed in the war overseas. He's getting involved.
Yeah, in the war on cancel culture, maybe, and the war on woke.
Right? Yeah. It seems like he's the most powerful man in the world, so I feel like he's next.
Well, I think he's a breath of fresh air.
Oh, really?
You like I just the like what he has to say.
That's the LN Tennessee coming out of you right now.
LN Tennessee, we're big pro-Muskers. Mostly his tweets.
Did you ever watch that show Ellen and think it was about left North Tennessee? And then it's just about this woman who's a comedian?
The talk show or the sitcom we're talking about?
Both.
Because
I feel like if you watched the first one, the sitcom, you wouldn't get tricked into the second one.
You wouldn't get, you'd understand where.
You'd go like, I see where this is, what's happening with this
thing. I understand the personality behind this.
You think anyone watched the second Ellen going like, oh, my favorite sitcom's back. And then it's like, this is just a talk show with celebrities?
What a long framing device this is, you're thinking, waiting for the sitcom to come back.
Huh.
I'm a fan of both. I think she's a great lady.
Okay. Interesting.
Elon. I like him for his politics, not so much for his outrageousness.
You think anyone has confused him with Ellen? Elon, Ellen? You think anyone's ever thought he is a talk show?
There's a show called Ellen, thought it was Elon.
Yeah.
Watched it, seen this Ellen DeGeneres, wondered.
This must be Elon Musk.
This is the person that everyone's upset about?
This show is the person that everyone is upset about?
In addition to inventing electricity, he does this show?
Yeah. You think that's happened?
I think yes.
Everyone else thinks yes?
Yeah, I mean, sure. At least one person has made that mistake.
Oh, probably, for sure. Yeah. There's so many variables. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruth, so, how do you handle... Can I ask another question?
Yeah, please.
Because I'm just curious, because you've had so many experiences. How do you emotionally deal with being an actor? Because there must be a lot of rejection, right? Finding out you got a death scene.
Yeah.
What's your advice?
Regardless of if it's with Burt Bacharach or no, still being written off a show.
The ups and downs.
How did you die?
Well, I died in the show. What was physically...
Yeah, we're not asking, by the way, how you died in life, because you're obviously still here alive.
I'm still here, okay. Though I might have, you know, 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on a banana peel, but here I am.
Well, hang on, that's another song title.
I'll tell you, it's yours. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't remember how I was physically dying on the show, but the metaphorical death was me singing on a grand piano, lying there in a gorgeous gown while Burt Bacharach played the piano, and I lay there on top of it singing my way off this mortal coil.
Oh, okay.
Very nice of Ryan to give me that scene. And then I think I was simultaneously dying of a botched facelift or some such.
Oh, okay. Was this on Nip Tuck then?
Well, I'm not allowed to say the name, but
oh, okay.
I am winking at you that you're
are
correct.
Are you? Because I think that botched facelift is kind of impeding the
wind. Oh, yeah, your
wink.
Eye sort of got stuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, let me go.
I got it for you. Here, hang on a second.
Oh, wow, a suction cup. Oh, what is that? One of those things people use to cup their backs in an acupuncture place?
Yep. I've gone to a cupping place, and I usually walk out with a few of the cups.
Wait, is it take your own cup? It's not a BYOC?
It's I'm not supposed to do it. I'm a little bit of a naughty boy, and I kind of pilfer
you
a few.
You are a little bit of a naughty boy, thank I've you. Noticed.
I always take things when they leave me in the doctor's office alone, too. You
I can't
can, those
it.
Drawers aren't locked, you know, when they leave you in there to put the
right.
robe
exactly.
on.
Right.
And all the magazines, you know why they're so old? Because everyone's taking the new ones.
Oh. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only the Reader's Digest.
Oh, really? What do you like in Reader? I like how they shorten everything so it's...
Well, I like to get the originals and see what they took out.
Yeah. It's like deleted scenes.
Yeah, what do they want me not to know?
Reading Reader's Digest is like the opposite of watching deleted scenes on a DVD.
Yeah, it's just the undeleted scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like a final cut.
Yeah.
And speaking of maps, I'm with you. I think north and south make sense.
Speaking of, that was an hour ago.
But left and right, east and west, where does it stop? If you go west, if you do a globe, like if you have a spinning globe.
Yeah, everything is west, even the things that are east.
Yeah. No, unless, is there a dividing line that goes up and down, like the equator goes
left? The whole thing is crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
International Dateline and also the Greenwich Meridian line.
Yeah.
Zero longitude.
So that's how
that
we know what's
a
west?
Boring answer. I'm sorry. I got interested in that. I've been to zero longitude.
A lot of your albums I was reading, by the way, are about specific geographical.
Not a lot. I went through a map phase. Those are all a couple years grouped together.
Right. Yeah.
I got obsessed.
What are some of the song titles on some of those records?
Zero Longitude Ain't Worth the Buck, because you got to pay to go stand on it in Greenwich, England.
Oh, really?
Ain't worth
That's
it.
That's a long title.
That's very long. Too long.
Well, it wasn't a single. It was kind of track 7 or 8, you know, if you're committed for the whole ride.
Pot committed.
It's time to unleash.
And like, look. That was the concept album, right? Where you had to be at those coordinates to listen to
it? Well, you don't have to, but yes, if you went, each of the song titles has the latitude and longitude coordinate. If you went to it, it told another story. I went to those places and put little drawings.
Wow.
You just left drawings that you made at all these places?
I carved drawings in nearby trees or
okay,
asphalt.
So you're defacing the nature?
I guess, yes. I mean, they were lovely depictions. I'm quite the illustrator. It told a little story. It was like a little cartoon.
Let's talk to the park rangers and the people who own the trees about how lovely your depictions are.
Well, they
are.
Don't like it, but they're up their own ass. I mean, park rangers got to learn to chill out. They're worse
than
Mabaton.
I have a friend, Marjorie, who would disagree, okay?
I don't know who you're talking about.
God.
I'm not a regular listener of this show.
Kurt Slammer. Well, Ruth.
Huge fan of off-book, though.
Well, if I might.
Unrelated.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. If I might encourage you, I don't think I've been amorous with another human being in as long as you've been alive, too. So we're together and
well,
not
37
having...
in quotes.
I am 37, and I have had intimate relations with my loving wife, Sherilyn. So I don't know what you are implying or even outright stating, but I'm a humping machine.
Is that one of your songs, by
yes.
the way?
Yes.
I'm a humping machine.
Hip thrusting forward and back.
Oh, wow.
Well, Ruth, look, we can't unpack the fact that you haven't had sex in 37, supposedly 37, more like 53 years at this point, because
I'm 37.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Why would I lie only to be 37?
Because
you know what I mean?
we've proven that when you're asked for a number, you really...
Yeah.
Joke.
Here's my opinion.
Okay.
You were invented 37 years ago.
Invented? Okay.
By a scientist who has been working on you for 53 years.
All right. I came, like, turned on or whatever. Like,
finally,
my body had been aging.
He finally was able to power you on.
Okay, my body was aging for 53 yes. minus 37 years, yes. and then I activated.
You think you're 37, but your creator knows you're 53. Oh.
Okay, I see.
That's my opinion.
I guess if that happened, I wouldn't know, so I can't.
And your wife
it.
Is also a robot. Mm. When she said her kid slipped on hot chocolate, it just means it got in the wires and electrocuted it.
You think it's a euphemism? Okay.
Anyway, these are all my just opinions. We don't have time to unpack them because we are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
It's that time again to teach us where we can find your work. We can watch you there. It's plug time. It's plug slime. Cover me in plugs.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was Cover Me in Plug Slime by Beersley. Thank you so much to Beersley. If you have a plug theme, either opening or closing, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs, and you can be famous for a week. And Beersley, you are famous for a week. All right, let's get to the plugs. Everyone loves them. Aparna, what are you plugging?
I feel like you've plugged my book a lot, so I'm going to plug mall maps.
Yes.
Maps that you get at the mall.
Any map you get at the mall. Will you sign these on? Are you going on tour for the book or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Will you sign maps after the shows? Will you commit to that right now?
Yes, yes. I will come to your local mall and I'll sign maps.
And you'll sign wherever you are in the world?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do one of those little stars that's like, you're here.
Great. Wonderful. The book, of course, I'll plug it again, Unreliable Narrator, Me, Myself, and Imposter Syndrome. It's out there right now. Kurt Slammer, what do you want to plug?
Well, my album, Hugs Between Friends, it's only on
it
Tidal.
Seems out of date at this point.
I don't think it's out this week. I know it's is brand new.
But mentally, we got to move on to the next one.
I don't agree. I think check out Hugs Between Friends. It's on Tidal, and I'm going to get it on the other streaming services.
It's on Tidal?
They're the easiest to use.
To use, but to get on?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I've had no trouble. I'd also like to plug a podcast. Screw it. We're just going to talk about comics. I'm a fan. It's Will Hines and his brother Kevin Hines talk about comic books. And a second, if I may quickly do another quick plug.
You want one more plug?
If I may.
It's highly irregular, but I'm going to let you do it. So go ahead. Get a third plug.
You're a good guy. Howdy. I'd like... the Screw It podcast universe has another member. There's a new podcast.
Shouldn't it be Screwiverse?
I guess it's a Screwiverse. Yeah, that's a nice little name for it.
Although I guess that Jimmy Buffett song would be in there too.
I don't mind. I don't mind. Sure. If that wants to consider itself part of the
Screwiverse. All screwers are welcome.
Anybody who it's a self-identifying condition, welcome to the Screwiverse. But there is a new podcast called Screw It. I'm just going to talk about music or whatever. It's really leaving it open. It could be. I mean, it's pretty loose. By Katie Plattner. She's a member of the Screw It. We're just going to talk about the Beatles podcast. And she's got a new one. She talks about music and it's real cool.
Really diversifying the Screwiverse. I enjoy this.
Yeah. We're really reaching out there.
So if I listen to an episode of this, I can hear Katie talk about music or perhaps anything else on earth.
Perhaps. But I've listened to some of the episodes and what happens is she starts with the song and sort of sees where that leads her in kind of a whatever that represents to her, she'll explore that subject. Like the recent one is the first one is Now We're Moving and Grooving. It's about songs she considers to have groove in
this
her personal
like
opinion.
A song title of yours, Now We're Moving and Grooving.
It's not a bad idea.
Parentheses, I assume.
That whole thing I like. I assume makes it friendly. Yep. Those are my plugs. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Ruth, what do you want to plug here?
Well, besides Nip Tuck.
Sure, yeah, old episodes of Nip Tuck.
Oh, well, you won't be disappointed by Nick Tuck or really any Ryan Murphy joint.
What about Nick Tup?
Oh, yeah.
Like an actor named Nick Tup.
That would be good.
Right?
That would be good.
He'd have to be on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't talk about it because then we'd be developing it during a strike.
I say, you know, they say pencils down, pencils up.
Let's
write this.
Ooh.
This is a good group. The four of it. Look, Aparna, it's mainly going to be on you. You've written a book. You've proved you can actually write something to completion. Let's write Nick Tup. Yeah. Okay. Page one.
Kind of hard to say.
Page one.
Page one.
Nick Tup enters in the end. Anything else to plug?
If people like to laugh and comedy, Mega, the podcast.
I believe I've heard that show.
Yeah, I believe I've heard you on there.
Oh, that's right. I was on that
as
show.
As an intimacy coordinator.
Yes, ooh, for a nativity pageant.
Wonderful episode. Wonderful episode.
Did people enjoy it, or I never heard any feedback?
They did. Some of the feedback, people got a little confused when Jesus wasn't represented as a baby child, but as a cheese plate. But when they understood that it was, you know, coming from the loins of a 12-year-old girl, everyone got on board with the cheese plate and said, who doesn't, you know, enjoy a charcuterie?
Mm-hmm. I sort of remember this. and this is Mega, the podcast, and people can get that at the same place that you would get Screw It, Let's Talk About Music or whatever.
That's right.
Wherever podcasts are sold. I want to talk about, hey, speaking of podcasts, I have a new series out. Adam Scott and I, who you may know from several things that we can't talk about, we have a new show in the You Talking You Two to Me-iverse. We're now doing You Spring and Springsteen on My Bean. just came out 10 days or so ago with the first episode. It's we're coming out weekly, and we're covering Bruce Springsteen's discography in the hopes to interview him when he comes out to LA at the end of the year. So Bruce, if you're not listening to that show, that one's about you. I would think you'd be listening to that, but if you're just the Comedy Bang Bang listener, and I understand that, you got to contact us about this interview. Also, cbbworld.com, that's where you can get the book, the Comedy Bang Bang book, which I don't want anyone to buy it. Not last week against Gary's book, not this week against Aparna's book, but next week you can start buying it again. Also, we have great shows over there like, Hey Randy and This Book Changed My Life or Saved My Life. So many great shows over there at cbbworld.com. If you're only listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only getting half the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Shut up already. Damn.
When you're feeling really down and the mood is right, you gotta grab the key and turn it to the right.
You gotta.
When you wanna make everybody free, you gotta look at yourself and set the plug bag free. You gotta open up.
Oh, okay. It's over.
Hard stop.
Yeah, that was Plug Quake, OK Quake remix by Midnight Creep. Oh, that sounds like maybe a song title for you.
Oh,
Midnight
yeah.
Creep?
I don't think so. maybe a Midnight Creep hips a moving.
I'm not saying that you're a creep. Mm. I'm saying that maybe you're creeping over to that side of the bed with your wife.
Now you got me.
You're like trying to surprise her.
I love it.
Okay. With consent.
At what longitude? I'll work it in. I'll work it out.
Yeah. Figure out what latitude and longitude your bed is at, and we can do all this. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Aparna, always a pleasure to see you. We'll see you in another 400 about
thank you so
8
much.
Years or so from
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2030?
2030 or so. We'll see what book you've cooked up since then. if you had to write another book, what would it be? Another memoir, essays type book? Or is it like you're going in the fiction route?
Yeah.
Like a hard-boiled detective book?
Oh, yeah. I felt really inspired by some of the stories I heard today. I think I might just lift those.
And, Yeah. That's honestly, the best way to write a book is just to copy someone else's book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind. My life is for you.
Thank you.
That's a weird thing to say.
I mean, for anybody.
By the way, that's a good song title, My Life is for You. That's actually a universal feeling.
Yeah. I don't see it.
you'd prefer to stick to Slam It.
How about My Hips Bumping for You?
Okay, no. Right. But Kurt, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Good luck to you with your next album. This one's going to tank, but
we'll see.
Good luck with the next one. And Ruth DeBouvoir, so wonderful to meet you.
Well. Such a pleasure to be here, Scott.
Really? I hope so.
A true pleasure. A true pleasure. and next time, I guarantee you, I won't be using a walking stick.
Oh, really? You think you're going to get better?
Yes, I have to go to PT 2 more times today.
Just This is a lot of PT.
Yeah. The older you get, it really becomes about maintaining that body.
It really does. But you have maintained it wonderfully.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take that gift of an 8 that you gave me, and I'm going to turn it into an 8.5.
And I know this is the end of the show, and I'm not expecting you, but I'd appreciate a flash if you could open up that robe.
Okay, hold
much
on.
Like you did for Peter Gallagher.
Oh, goodness gracious. See, this is why I always wear a wrap dress. Here we go. Okay. Just got to open it up on the left over here.
Putting the cane down.
Or west or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the west.
Drop
yeah.
the cane. All right.
Okay.
And
cane's down on the ground.
For you.
Oh! Okay.
It still says goodbye, Peter.
Wow. Well, I couldn't get him off. I used an epoxy.
All right, we'll see you next time.
It's not supposed to be used
on
flesh.
Bye.
I love my cat, Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. With that, you love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch Litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Cat Litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.